Hi, Allison.
Hi, good morning.
By the way, I took the granddaughters to the Easter egg hunt and they had a really good time. They got a lot of good stuff. Thanks for doing that.
Yes, anytime.
I know it's in, anytime? Next year then, okay?
Yeah, next year's on.
Next year then, okay, yep. good. But then you also direct at the Dakota Theater. Is this a new venture for you or are you a pro at this?
I used to direct a long, long time ago at the Dakota Theater. And then I took a leave and they asked me to come back and direct another show. So I said yes.
Did you say yes right away or did you like, let me think about that?
I had to think about it a little bit just so I could pick the show.
Right.
And so once I picked the show, then of course I was like, yes.
So they let you pick the show?
Yes.
Wow. Great choice, because I'm hearing a lot of buzz about this. Tell us about Junie B. Jones, the character, and what she's all about.
Well, it's basically her learning experiences through her life and her first grade, going to a first grade class, and going through her experiences of that. And it's been a real joy, actually. So,
is it a big cast? Do you have a lot of people? You got a lot of kids?
We have 30 kids, I believe. Yeah, it's a lot.
Oh, wow. That's a lot less than the Easter egg hunt, though, so this should be a piece of cake.
It's had its anxieties, but it's good. It's good.
And it goes 2 weekends, right? This coming weekend and then the following weekend?
Correct.
Good. Well, I'm glad that you brought someone in with you, and I'd like you to introduce us to Yankton Junie B. Jones.
Yes, I'd like to introduce you to Emery Davis. She plays our Junie B. Jones, and she does an awesome job. Yeah, hopefully you all will come and see her.
Hi.
Well, I didn't need to be introduced to her because she is my neighbor. She lives across the street from me, and I was excited to talk to you today. Has this been fun for you, getting ready for Junie B. Jones?
Yeah.
Let's start by having you tell us about your family, because I know there's one person in your family you're probably really excited to talk about. So tell everybody about how old you are, what grade you'll be going into, and your family.
Well, I'm 8 3/4. I'm going to be going into third grade, and I have a new baby brother named Turner.
A new baby brother, and he's out there in the lobby right now, probably sleeping, so he should be quiet. Is he a good brother so far?
Yeah.
Good. And let's talk about your other brother. He's kind of a crazy wild man, isn't he?
Yeah, Noah's very crazy.
Noah's...
He's always up to mischief.
Yeah. Maybe he'll be in a play someday. What do you think?
Maybe. I don't know.
How did this happen for you? Whose idea was it that you try out for Junie B. Jones?
Well, so I was in Dr. Experiment in The League of Evil.
Mm-hmm.
And then my parents said that a Junie B. Jones plays in the summer, so I asked if I could try out. They said, sure.
So you had a good time in the first one. Did you expect to be Junie, or was that kind of a surprise?
It was kind of a surprise because this is my only second play.
How are you getting ready for this? I mean, I know you go to practice at the Dakota Theater, but what else are you doing to prepare you to be Junie B. Jones?
Well, I'm having to practice juggling, and I practice the songs at my house a bunch, and then I have my grandma Jill, who's 8 houses away from me, and she helps me with my lines.
So, you're excited? Are you nervous? What are you?
I'm excited and nervous at the same time because it's only my second play.
Yeah. Who else is in this production that's maybe a friend of yours? Do you have anybody in there that you know?
Ivory, which is Shirley. I know almost all the people except Abby and they're both Dr. Experimenters. I didn't know them until they came, but I knew everybody else.
If I was to ask you, Emery, to explain what Junie B. Jones is like, who she is, what she acts like, what people can expect. Can you do that? Can you tell our listeners a little bit more? We learned about you. Let's learn about Junie B. Jones. What kind of a kid is she?
Well, she's really like herself, and she has a good personality, and she makes a bunch of friends. And at the last song, when she runs out of paper for her top secret personal BZAX journal, her best friend Herbert gives her more. Bossy had May, she doesn't like Junie's glasses, but then closer to the end, everybody's like it's normal for her to have glasses, and then it's really good.
Do you think that Emery is like Junie B. Jones a little bit in any way?
Yeah.
How so?
Well, sometimes, I have my own personality. I like to be myself a bunch. I don't like to be what other people want me to be.
Well, I look forward to seeing you on stage. Maybe this is going to lead to a career in Hollywood for you. Maybe you'll be a big-time television or movie star someday. Or is there something else that you want to be?
I don't really know yet.
Yeah, you don't have to know yet. In fact, you shouldn't know yet. Allison, yes. I think the casting here is pretty good.
Yeah, the moment she auditioned, I was like, that's her. Mm-hmm. I gotta have her because she was like so sparky and she just fit the part to me. So,
what are people going to like about this production?
You know, I hope they like all the kids because the kids have put so much work into it. It's a lot of singing and dancing and learning lines, and they've all put a lot of hard work into it. The set is great. The kids are great. Everybody's super. So it's just a very fun show, and it doesn't last very, it's about an hour long, so it's quick. And I think everybody will enjoy all parts of it.
How about the music? Is there somebody spearheading that or someone that you want to mention with that? Or is that all under your umbrella?
No, pretty much everything's under my umbrella. I have my son as the assistant director who's running the sound. And he's in charge of basically pushing the button for all the songs because we are doing it under a CD. But non-vocals, by the way, they all have to do all the singing themselves. Mm. So it's actually been a really challenge for I think them and for us trying to get it all coordinated together, but it's all good.
So it's this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and then the following Friday, Saturday, and Sunday for tickets. You can go to Dakota Theater on Facebook. You can go to their webpage. I just had an idea, Emery, and I want to see what you think of it. How about you sing a little something for us this morning? Would you do that? Like maybe your favorite little thing that you have to sing? If I asked please, pretty, pretty please, and then gave you extra stuff in your Halloween bucket when you come trick-or-treating to my house this fall, if you would sing a little something for us this morning.
Well, if I had to sing the whole song, Top Secret Personal Visa, actually, it's my favorite.
All right, we'll do a little bit of that. Just a little bit.
There's more than, like, I have to have more than one person, really. I could do like the first phrase of it where I don't need.
Yeah, I mean whatever you think. You're the pro here.
Just do the intro.
Yeah, do the intro.
I can hardly believe it. It's almost too good to be true. Mother went to the store and she bought me a book full of lots of empty pages. I can do things too. If I want to draw a wiener sausage or a picture of a beautiful day or list my favorite colors and foods. Anything I want is A-okay.
Woo! Yay! Very good. Very, very good. I couldn't do that. Thanks for coming in, Emery, and I guess I'll see you at home, okay?
Hopefully you'll come see the show.
Yes. Allison, thank you for all of your hard work and all the great things you bring to our community, and best wishes on the production.
Thank you.